Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
So what's up for your day?
Well, you know, I'm hoping to actually get a little more relaxation in. One of the things that I do love doing on Sunday sometime is like trying to cook meats, and I've kind of gotten into smoking meats, like using a there's all kinds of different things. I won't get into the different the Traegers and all the different varieties, but using some type of a pellet smoker to cook different things. So that's always fun.
And does your wife Louise enjoy it?
You know, she does. She is not a major meat eater.
Oh, okay.
So she really, like, yeah, like, we'll go somewhere and she'll be like, oh, I want the vegetarian burger. I'll be like, what is even in that? That's disgusting.
It's all about meat with
you. Yeah, that's disgusting. But sometimes she does like it. Yeah.
So today we're actually talking about, you know, the timing of God,
right,
and the perspective of what that looks like in our life. And, you know, the longer I live, the more I understand that God's timing is just a complete mystery.
Yeah.
You know, something that I would think that's going to happen right away has been delayed forever. Some of the dreams that I had on my heart, they have happened.
Yeah.
But they were much slower.
Right.
And some happened so much more quickly. It was ridiculous. And I sit with people that, you know, they do everything they can, and the things that they really thought were going to happen in the moment have not happened. Have you had some experiences like that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm always asking these hard questions.
Right.
Dig deep, Joshua.
Yes. Yeah. I think there have been many times, yeah, that, you know, trying to do something, or this is how I think it's going to time out or play out, or what's going to happen. And it's a grand vision in my mind. But then the reality is it doesn't quite go that way. And that can be disappointing.
Yeah. You know, it's just probably something like your meats. I'm assuming that it takes time to get the meat just the way you want
it. Yeah, I mean, that really actually is a great example. I've tried to learn from people kind of timing and all that. And it is fascinating. If you take something out too early or leave something in too long, at different times, different things happen, and it's not what you had hoped for. It doesn't taste good, or it's too tough, or, you know, it's not cooked, and everybody goes, ew, what's that? So you have to learn those timing things. And it is kind of interesting in talking about this, because that's kind of a lot like, you know, kind of like life is for us. I think sometimes we're going through situations or things, and it's actually for the better, because to us it's like, wow, that's not good. But in God's timing, there's, you know, we're gonna come out, I mean, this is what we're gonna come out like the perfect smoked meat, you know, we're gonna
right. And sometimes that waiting is about the fact that not only for ourselves, but all those that it's going to be connected to, whatever that situation is, everyone has to be ready.
Right.
And some of this that we really need to understand, it's a process.
Yeah.
And the process is part of who we are becoming. And, you know, the psalmist wrote a just an amazing song, Psalms 40, verse 5. And it just talks about how wonderful all the things that God does, and that God's feelings and thoughts for us are tender. And so when we have to wait, it's because he has the best in mind for us.
Right.
It's really the more that we've been talking about. And that Psalms talk about that it's ever increasing. And so when we understand that when we have to wait, God is not rejecting us.
Right.
God is not saying necessarily no, but saying, this is a journey. This is a process, and you've got to trust, because trust is a huge part of who we are.
Right, right.
So I just love the thought that, you know, we have to understand that God is doing wonderful things. And I love your story about the savory part, because I think that's what we have to do, is savor every moment that God gives us, and understanding that process is just as important as the outcome.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.